is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Kira, today we are going to Nigeria.
Yes, we are. And Chris, before we start talking about Nigerian music, I want to kind of make you a little bit more familiar with Nigerian slang.
I would love
so
if you
we
did.
Can, we can pull this off. You know what
okay,
I'm
sure,
say?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so there's a term and it's called Naija, right? And
Naija. What's a Naija?
It's a slang term for a Nigerian, right? But it's also the patriotic name for Nigerians to show their strength and their smartness. So when we're talking about the top five, the top five songs which are popular in Nigeria, it's usually referred to as Naija music.
Naija music.
Naija music.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Now we know. So apparently, so Naija is kind of like a proud word they used to refer to themselves.
Yeah, so we are going to count down some Naija music right now.
We are two honorary Naijans right
yes,
now.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to do it. Would you believe, Kira, there is no official chart in Nigeria, if you get me. As in, there's no like IMRO like there is with us, like as in, or a Billboard chart, like where they get all the sales. The chart is compiled by a radio station in Nigeria called Beat 99.9, and it's in Lagos, which I think is the capital of Nigeria, isn't it? Yeah, I think
yes,
Lagos
is
the capital, yeah. And what they do is they kind of put all the requests and the this and the that together, and they make the chart. So, you know, Nigeria, apparently as well, Nigeria is a really happening place when it comes to music. I wasn't aware of this.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest growing nations in economies in Africa, right?
Has all that oil.
Exactly. So the middle classes are kind of the fastest growing. So it's all about bling. It's all about booze. It's all about lifestyle. But also intertwined with that is the tribal cultures of Nigeria.
Well,
so it's like an Afropop. So
I
the music
you.
We're going to hear now is Afropop.
Well, bling, booze and lifestyle. That's an interesting take for
Don't
rap music, isn't it?
Booty popping.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. So
all mixed up with a little bit of African rhythm. So I think we're in for a treat here.
Hey, look, it sounds amazing. How about this? Kira, will we go through the top five songs in Nigeria at the moment? The biggest songs in the country of Nigeria right now. In at number five. Here we go. It's Patoran King featuring Wande Cole. My woman, my everything. Oh, I like this. Oh, I think I'm going to like this chart.
I think you are.
Oh, this sounds like my kind of music. Here we go. My woman, my everything. Oh, yeah. I'm liking it so far. Yes. Oh, I like this. It needs to pick up now.
It does.
It needs to kind of kick in, but I'm liking it.
Do you want to hear something random?
Yes.
This guy's name is Patrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he calls himself Patoran King.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Temper's name is Patrick, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is a Nigerian reggae dancehall singer and songwriter.
I could get down with this guy. I think this song is cool. I want to get to a chorus. And then once I think we get to the chorus, we can decide what we think of this song. The chorus could be a little better. Like, this is obviously the chorus. Yeah, I could get into this. Are you going to take this or leave this, Kira?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
So you'd say yes to this. Well, that's number five. Let's go to number four.
I actually really like that.
Yeah, so I could just leave this playing.
Yeah.
Let's go to number four in the Nigerian chart at the moment. Dibanj featuring Driss and Shadowboxer. Name of this track is Confidential. Oh, I like this too. All this needs now is an air horn. Oh, I
didn't expect that.
Oh, I hate it. Did you hear that? I'll take you to the right spot while dancing on your G-spot.
Wow.
Did you hear that? Wait, hold on. Listen closely. I'll take you to the right spot dancing on your G-spot. Hold on. He'll say it. Wow.
I'd imagine a lot of girls out there would find it highly inappropriate if somebody was dancing on their G-spot.
Would you not like if a man did like the river dance on your G-spot? Did a little tap dance, was like, but like on your G-spot. Hey, look, we dancing on your G-spot, man. That's what it seems.
Yeah, well, this guy, he is a Nigerian singer-songwriter. He's also a harmonica player, Chris, and he's a businessman.
And a man who dances on women's G-spots.
He has won several music awards, including the awards for Best African Act at the MTV Europe Music Awards in 2007. He won Artist of the Year at the MTV Africa Music Awards in 2009 and Best International Act Africa at the 2011 BET Awards.
I find it difficult to take a man seriously who dances on women's G-spots. I'm sorry. I mean, what kind of man would dance on a woman's G-spot?
Do you know what he did last night? She danced on my G-spot. I didn't know what was going on.
You know what's amazing as well?
I'm just surprised he found it.
How most lads can't even find it. This guy here, DJ Banj, was dancing on the G-spot.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to say a no to that song.
G-string getting tore down like. Did he just say your G-string? G-string gets pulled down like, and then he goes, wow. West up leg. Push it right back, sit down, Pandy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Quick speed, have you on the floor like.
G-string getting tore down like. Your G-string getting thrown down like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is. This sounds like a bunch of sexual deviants grunting at each other in a recording studio.
And then it goes back to that.
Wait, I think it goes back verse. To G-spot. Hold on, I think he says it again. I think he says it here. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. I'm going to leave this one as well. I don't like this at all. Here at number 3, Wande Cole with... the name of this song is Ashimapien. Wande Cole seems to be in their chart a lot.
This actually, the song basically translates to "We will call you."
Okay, I could get into this. This sounds good so far.
And Chris, just to let you know that the message in the song is very motivational. It's all about the importance of hard work and patience.
This is cool. I can get down to this. I like this. Number 3 in the Nigerian chart at the moment. We're going around the world in the charts. We do this every week now. We choose another country and just, you know, make fun of their chart for a few minutes. You know, I could get down with Wande Cole, Ashiapien, or whatever it's called.
We will call you, Chris.
So, would you say yes or no to this, Kira?
I need to listen to it for another while.
Okay, here, here, here. Go reach, the will you shake out, the will you wind out, nobody go beat you, go beat you. And I don't say, you know, go pretend, cause you know, you know, it's
no,
no,
it's
no,
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, I know it's a motivational song about the importance of hard work and yeah. patience, but it just doesn't do it for me. The next song I'm really interested in, though.
This is from Seychelles. The name of this track is right now number 2 in Nigeria at the moment. I like it. Yeah, I could get down with this. This sounds good to me. Oh no, I hate it. I absolutely hate
it. Just listen to
it. What the fuck is this? You used to love me. And baby, I would ride for you. Flow
wine for you. I would touch my tippy toes. I would bounce it for you. Chris, does she remind you of anyone? Listening to her sing.
I know what I think you may be going for Beyonce.
Yeah. Her name, it's pronounced Shayi Shay.
Okay.
She's more Beyonce, in my opinion. Thank you. I looked up the video of this song earlier on, okay? And she is basically a Nigerian carbon copy of Beyonce. And here's what's even more interesting.
Sure.
She used to be in a girl pop band. Guess who was the manager?
Who?
Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father.
Oh, Beyonce Knowles, of course, yeah. So Beyonce's dad was this woman's
yep.
manager.
This girl, when she was in the girl band, even supported Beyonce while she was in the UK for her I Am World tour.
Oh, I think I've heard of this girl, actually. She gets a lot of flack in Nigeria for trying to copy Beyonce, basically. Do you like this song? Would you give it a yes or a no?
It's all right.
I'd be indifferent to it.
You She did say, "I'll ride for you," by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I could get down with that, I suppose.
You know, she actually wrote a song, and Chris, this is so weird because we never talk about Mel C from the Spice Girls, but she's happened to appear on the show on Monday when we did that Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Mel C's verse. Week.
Yeah, she, this girl, Shayi Shay, wrote White Lies, which was a song for Melanie C's third studio album.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, look, we're in the company of music royalty. I mean, had Beyonce's managers written for Mel
C? Guys, seriously, look up this video right now. Shayi Shay, S-E-Y-A-S-H-A-Y. And literally, the weave and everything that she's wearing, she looks the image of Beyonce.
Kira just showed me a picture there. She does look very like Beyonce. Well, Kira, we have climbed the charts. We're doing the top five songs in Nigeria tonight because we do the world chart every week. We go around the world and show you some of the selections of music out there that you might not have heard of.
There's a massive collaboration now in this next track.
This is Harry Song featuring KC and Olmadai and Iyanza and Orezi. Reggae Blues is the name of this song.
Enjoy yourself, baby boo.
I hate it. This sounds like something you'd listen to on holidays and hate it. Oh, it's terrible.
Everybody wanna groove.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
I love it.
It sounds so childish. It sounds like if a Disney movie released a reggae song.
What the fuck is this?
I'm picturing myself in Nigeria right now.
Oh God, it's horrible.
I'm dancing to this Naija music.
Wagwan, mi brothers.
In Nigeria. I think we may have got the wrong accent there.
Oh, I may have. You excuse me. Well, it's called Reggae Blues.
That's true.
Mi brothers.
That's true.
Well, we'll try and get to a chorus and see if I can manage a chorus of it. This is horrible.
Baby boo, I love it.
I hate it. Don't get me wrong, I love some of these songs. I think some of these songs are great fun. Not this one. But Kira, you seem to be absolutely loving this song.
I love it.
Also, friend of the show Edith is from Nigeria. I forgot about that. And she says, guys, you're saying Niger incorrectly.
I looked up the pronunciation of it earlier and it literally phonetically sounds like Niger.
Naija. Edith, you tell us, like, you spell it phonetically for us. Also, Danny in Wexford says that Shay Shay is fit. Wouldn't throw her out of bed for farting. Danny, would you throw her out of bed for being a carbon copy of Beyonce, though?
Has it grown on you yet?
No, I hate it. Well, there you go. Those are the top five songs.
You know what? It's because the song's too happy, Chris, for you.
I love how many people are in this song as well. Harry Song featuring KC and Olamide and Iyanza and Orezi. Yes, exactly. Jane and Lestol, you're so right. It sounds like the Rugrats theme.
There's an element of that in it.
It sounds like the Rugrats theme. Kira's dancing away over there. She loves it. Kira's bopping away. I think if I ever annoy Kira, I'm just going to put this song on and make her happy again. But then, as someone says, compare it to this. It does sound kind of similar. So then you go back to this. It's like you're still playing the same song. Like, you know. Oh wow, okay, well there we go.
I think you're being really hard on that song. I really, really love the number one track in Nigeria right now.
Well there you go.
Harry Song. Let's just call it Harry Song and
Kira, do you not want to give the full list of artists?
Two features.
Kira, please, I would like the full list of featuring artists on it.
KC and Olma Hayden, Ayana and Orezi with Reggae Blues. So wait a sec.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself, baby boo. Chris, how can you not like a song that has a line like that?
I suppose. You're dead right here. I'm sorry. Yes. It's someone says, just think of the other girl as the little version of Beyonce. You'd get used to her after a week or two. Well, look, Jane and Lestole, you're dead right. I just think it sounds like the Rugrats theme. I mean, you're dead when you compare the two. But anyway, look,
that
there you go.
That also makes me happy, so.
The Rugrats theme makes me happy, yeah. I like the Rugrats theme.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.